This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the scariest things about the coronavirus, on a long, long list of scary things, is that it can spread in the air that we breathe. Reducing that risk indoors can require more robust HVAC systems than most businesses have right now. That is, of course, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. And as restaurants and other businesses in some parts of the country have been allowed to start letting customers back in, management has been putting a lot of time and money into upgrading their HVAC. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on that one.
About a month ago, Jennifer Vitagliano's Michelin-starred Manhattan restaurant, The Musket Room, sent out an announcement. For the first time in months, it would be open for indoor dining. It had added a half-roasted chicken and salsa verde with pan bread to its menu. And it had upgraded its HVAC system with high-density filters.
I think that more so than the style of cuisine or what's on the menu at the moment, people want to know, or at least I think they want to know, what precautions are the restaurants taking to ensure my safety.
Vitagliano says she spent a few thousand dollars improving her existing HVAC equipment. One addition, a needlepoint bipolar ionization system. What the heck is that?
It basically creates positive and negatively charged ions in your air.
Matt Justice is a senior sales engineer with Norman S. Wright Mechanical Equipment in San Francisco.
As these particles carrying the coronavirus pass through the air, the negative ions attach to the spike proteins on the coronavirus and render that particular virus ineffective.
That particular virus particle, at least. Justice says HVAC upgrades have been flying off the shelves. He says this particular system costs around $2,000 per dining room.
Our industry has really gotten a boost from this emphasis on building clean, safe, and healthy indoor environments.
The owners of restaurants, nail salons, and other businesses considering equipment like this are hardly HVAC experts. That's why they might turn to someone like Kate Turner, a facilities management consultant in New York. She's been helping restaurant owners figure out how to upgrade their systems and whether their existing equipment can even handle an upgrade.
If you don't have someone with some subject matter knowledge negotiating on your behalf with vendors, it can be really easy to accidentally move in a direction that ends up costing you a lot more money.
The return of indoor dining in New York City has been a boon to Arista Air Conditioning Corporation, an HVAC service contractor in New York. Owner Scott Berger says about a third of the company's work right now is in restaurants and other businesses impacted by the virus. But
our business is certainly off. We're down about 23% year over year.
Berger says as a result, he's looking to expand his client base beyond New York City. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.